It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan and Ian are here with me. And if you want to be on with us to play the Harris Challenge, we'll clear off the early birds right now, give everybody a fair shot at getting in at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. As long as you have not played in the last 30 days, you may play today. Ian and I were just talking about Survivor, which we're both fans of, and which had a pretty amazing week this week. And you posed an interesting question to me there, which is, when are they going to bring back the person on Redemption Island?
Yes, because
they're down to five contestants now, and one of them's got to come back.
And one has a mother on Redemption Island, so
that's
that
right.
Be a pair.
Yeah. There are two mothers on Redemption Island, but one of them, her daughter has been voted off, and she's on Redemption
Tina's
Island
gone.
Either, right?
Tina lost the...
Tina and Nora are there,
right.
And now Tina's daughter Katie is with them.
So one of the two will be gone.
So I guess that show is going to be on the air for a couple more weeks.
Yep.
And The Amazing Race, another show we both like, is coming to its season finale this Sunday with no one I care about rooting for. That's just...
Yeah, not really.
You know...
Want to see that pink-haired girl lose.
Oh, big time. they always got to have
They've been entertaining, though.
Yeah.
I'll give them that much.
They're all pretty good contestants, and Well, we'll see what happens. Sunday night, that'll be on CBS. And don't forget, tomorrow, here on the Big 550 KTRS, we've got the SEC Championship game with Mizzou and Auburn.
Or at 6:30, I think.
As soon as we're done today,
yeah.
We'll go to the Sandy Miller and the Fox 2 News at 6. And then at 6:30, we're not kidding, we're starting our pregame coverage.
We are.
For the SEC Championship game, and we'll have Mizzou and Auburn live tomorrow here. Kickoff is at 3. On the Big 550 KTRS. All right, let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge. Hello, Brian. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity. It's the only place in broadcasting where you, the consumer, can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'm a supervisor at a trash company. I'm married. I have two children and four bonus kids. And five grandkids.
Okay. When you say a trash company, you mean a company that goes around and picks up trash and recycling?
Correct.
Does your company also convert to the plow company?
No.
Because we used to live in a subdivision where they actually used the trash trucks with plows that were clamped onto the front in the winter. They apparently had made a deal with the subdivision,
and
they had that contract as well.
Nice.
Wow. I already work 12 hours a day. I'm glad we don't do that.
All right, let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And it will spill out three categories full of questions. You choose the one you want. Category one is always our topical category. Have you been paying attention? Questions about the news of the week. Category two, people named Nelson, but not Mandela. And category three, they have two Z's just like Mizzou. Oh, you see the connection there?
Oh, yeah.
Always thinking. Which one would you like, Brian?
Let's go with number three.
The Mizzou category? Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. We start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. If you want to pass on a question, you can do that and come back and pick it up later, as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when we'll tally up your points. If you don't get past the halfway of the 15 possible points, if you only get seven or less, I will have to punish you. But if you can get to eight or more, you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
All right, Paul. And before I give the prizes, I have to say happy birthday to my daughter, Alyssa.
Happy birthday, Alyssa.
Today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. And you will have your choice of one dozen donuts from Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant and in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Or we'll give you a choice of a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
I strongly recommend their subs, so much so that I ate one today.
Oh, several locations.
Their location right here at Westport Plaza.
Yes. And we also have tickets for the Kenny Rogers Christmas and Hits show coming up at the Family Arena on Wednesday night,
December
11th. Is
this the show where Kenny's introducing his new face?
I believe it is. It's the Christmas show, hit show, and new face show.
Kenny Rogers and the, once again, first edition of my face.
Yes. Yeah.
So those are the prizes you may choose from, but if you get all 15 points, Brian, we call that a clean sweep, and you'll get the entire collection of all of those prizes, which has a value of well over
$1 million.
The category you've chosen, they have two Z's just like Mizzou. We've got 60 seconds on the clock, and now we're going to play the Harris Challenge. What is the brand name for a product that Hershey's calls licorice candy with a twist?
Twizzlers.
Correct. What word do we use for sporadic light rain?
Drizzle.
Correct. What is the nickname of Frank Zeller, the pro golfer who won 10 PGA Tour events, including two majors?
Pass.
Which U.S. restaurant chain, founded in 1958, is known for its steaks and salads?
Steaks and salads. Sizzlers?
Correct. What is the word for the part of a bird where food is crushed and ground?
Pass.
Back to the three-pointer. What is the nickname of Frank Zeller, the pro golfer who's won 10 PGA Tour events, including two major championships?
Puzzler? I don't know. Pass.
We're back to the part of the bird where the food is crushed and ground.
Is that the gizzard?
That is the gizzard.
And gizzard. Fuzzy?
Gizzards.
What was the other one?
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy?
I was actually going to ask the judges if we could accept Fuzzler.
Fuzzler. No.
They will not accept that. We needed Fuzzy. Let's see how you did here, Brian. You got the one, you got the two, you got the four, and oh, wow. Right off the bat, I've got to punish somebody.
Oh, boy.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about today's punishment music. I thought that the Sound of Music Live on NBC last night would be so horrible that we could cultivate something from that and use it as punishment music. But the fact of the matter is that Carrie Underwood and Audra McDonald and the other people who were on there, while they're not good actors, they're all good singers. So there's no punishment music there. So instead, I read a story this week about a group that was around in the 60s in New Hampshire, an obscure girl group called The Shags. I played this once many, many years ago on my show, but I haven't used it as punishment music in at least a half a dozen years. The Shags were a group of three sisters whose father pulled them out of high school and put them in a band, even though none of them had any musical talent or played an instrument.
Oh.
They actually were able to get weekly gigs at at the Fremont Town Hall in Fremont, New Hampshire, where they lived. And somebody said, I'm going to let you record an album. And they did. Guess who has a copy of it? Yes, that's right. Me, the loser record collector. I bring it up because I read a story this week that one of the Shags, her name was Dot, who's now 65 years old, has decided to make another album. And she's got some musicians to work with her. Now, I will tell you that the Shags, at the time, for some reason, got a little bit of an underground following. Like Frank Zappa said they were better than the Beatles. And Rolling Stone magazine named their album one of the 100 most influential alternative releases of all time. I believe that that's because these people were drunk. I'm now going to play for you a little bit of the original musical stylings, if you want to call it that, of The Shags.
Around the corners and over the bumps, every minute faster and faster, my heart pounds, my heart pounds.
They had no musical training?
Well,
no.
Finally,
wow.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
hard to believe. If I was to catch up, I had to move fast, to move fast. I stepped on the gas and just made the corner. Wow, I was almost a runner.
Is that English?
Their timing is great.
You know, if we randomly walked around Westport Plaza and asked people, do you play a musical instrument, and only accepted the people who said, no, I've never played any musical instrument, and then took them downstairs and put them on stage at the Playhouse here, that's what they would sound like, or they might actually be better than that.
I think they'd be better.
Those are the Shags, and that's your punishment music for getting only 7 points, Brian. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you for playing. Have a good weekend. The bad news is I have more of the Shags in case I need it today.
Okay.
Other songs by them. Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello, everybody.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, not a whole lot to say. I got to say that I'm going for the Tigers tomorrow. I'm picking the Tigers in the game tomorrow.
Okay.
That's a good choice.
That's a good choice.
They're both Tigers.
Yeah. All right. Which category would you like? We have you been paying attention? People named Nelson but not Mandela. Or our new third category, with tomorrow being the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, Movies that may or may not live in infamy. Which one would you like?
Movies.
You want to do the movies?
Yeah.
All right, Mike, 60 seconds on the clock. Ian, cue up the shags. Just have a feeling. Mike, let's play the Harris Challenge. What miniseries about the years leading up to the attack on Pearl Harbor starred Robert Mitchum, Ally McGraw, and Jan Michael Vincent?
Was that Winds of War?
Correct. For 1 point each, which two original Saturday Night Live cast members starred in Steven Spielberg's movie 1941?
John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd?
Correct. Which of these actors did not appear in the movie Pearl Harbor? Matt Damon, Cuba Gooding, or Alec Baldwin?
Matt Damon.
Correct. What 1953 movie takes place in Hawaii in the days leading up to the attack on Pearl Harbor and stars Burt Lancaster, Deborah Carr, and Frank Sinatra?
From Here to Eternity.
Correct. What Japanese word appeared three times in the title of a 1970 movie about both the American and Japanese sides in the months before the attack?
The
Japanese word we were looking for was Torah. Torah.
Oh, Torah. Okay.
That was the name of the movie. But, Mike, you got the one, the two, the three, and the four. That's 10 points. And a grateful nation thanks you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your choice of the prizes while we move on to our next contestant. Hello, Ken.
What's happening?
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, it was my 50th birthday 2 weeks ago.
Happy birthday. Belated.
Thank you. I've got four great kids, one great wife.
You know, it only works if you say their names.
Jennifer, Sam, Ella, Jacob, and Kyle.
Okay. The categories left here, Ken, are people named Nelson but not Mandela, have you been paying attention, or our new third category, money makes the world go round?
Let's do money makes the world go round.
60 seconds on the clock. Ken, let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country is the currency known as the shekel?
Israel.
Correct. What country calls its currency the drachma?
Greece.
Correct. Which of these countries does not use the peso as its national currency? Brazil, Chile, Argentina?
Chile.
Brazil. In which country would you exchange your dollars for baht, B-A-H-T? South Korea, Thailand, or Vietnam?
Thailand.
Correct. What is the currency of Egypt? The dollar, the pound, or the mark?
Pound.
It is the pound, and you've got 12 points, Ken. Congratulations.
Almost, man.
Yeah, you just needed one more for the clean sweep, but pretty good. Hang on, Dan will tell you how you get your prizes. And here comes our next contestant. Hello, Dan.
Howdy, Paul.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm rooting for Mizzou this weekend, and I'd like to say hello to my beautiful wife, Karen.
Okay. Have you been paying attention, or people named Nelson but not Mandela?
Let's try Nelson.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Dan. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Nelson is considered one of the main figures of outlaw country music?
It's got to be Willie.
Right. On what TV show did Larry Hagman play astronaut Tony Nelson?
I Dream of Jeannie.
Correct. Which Nelson appeared with Molly Ringwald in the movie The Breakfast Club?
Judd Nelson.
Correct. Who was the only man named Nelson to serve as Vice President of the United States?
Nelson Rockefeller.
Correct. What was the last name of the Nelson who pitched for the St. Louis Cardinals from 1965 to 70, including a 19-win season in 1968?
Well, here I am going for the clean sweep, Nelson Bryles.
I like to call the man Nelly. That's it. Dan,
right.
You got the clean sweep. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You won the entire prize package, and Dan will tell you how you get your hands on that in just a moment while I say hello to our final contestant today. Hello, John.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug up. Died this week in a car crash.
Walker.
Correct. Paul Walker. Which Bruce Springsteen song's handwritten lyric sheet sold for $197,000 yesterday? Born in the USA, Hungry Heart, or Born to Run?
Born to Run.
Correct. In what Libyan city was an American teacher gunned down this week?
Mangotti.
Correct. Which car model did Ford introduce as redesigned for its 50th anniversary yesterday?
The Mustang.
Correct. This is for the clean sweep. What did a customer find in a hamburger she bought at a Wendy's in Lovejoy, Georgia? Was it half a joint, a condom, or a spider web?
Well, I'll have to go with a condom.
The correct answer is half a joint.
Oh.
An employee. There were only two people working at the store. One of them admitted that it was hers. She ended up
getting
fired.
Oh, wonder they want $15 an hour. Sorry about the editorial.
By the way, there was a half a joint in there. Makes me wonder, did the bite take up the other half?
Yeah.
I wonder if the customer said, I'm going to need some fries, dude.
Or it fell out behind her ear.
A little munchy right there. John, you got 10 points and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, Paul. You guys have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and all that good
stuff. Thank you. You too as well. And I guess I got to put the shags back in the box.
Oh, man, they only got one plug.
We'll bring them out some other time, or maybe we'll get our hands on Dot's new album and use that as future Punisher music. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.